You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
We got a new act. It's phenomenal. It's sensational. It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is John and Gordy in the morning, and we've got our big topic coming up here. A few actual big topics
to get to. We also have our guest producer, Sam Davison, in.
Filling in.
Good morning, Sam. Good to have you on.
Good morning.
Yeah. And weather for today looks just fine. We have clear skies out there to start the day, 48 degrees, highs in the upper 50s. It's going to turn colder for the weekend, maybe some rain mixed with snow later tomorrow.
Indeed.
And into Sunday. Okay. Yeah. Let's get to Savannah Tomei Olson, who joins us every Friday morning with a check of some local news. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning. How's it going?
Well, it's going pretty good. Right, but you know, this data center in DeForest is really hitting the fan here. So
that's all you've covered this week, right?
Give us an
update.
Pretty much.
I can't remember the last time I covered a story this much, but every day there's something new.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing that so often we see government in particular move slowly, and then a project like this crops up and there's something new coming out what feels like every day.
Yeah.
It's not usually like that when it comes to how governments deal with proposals, but with something this big, it's been moving really quickly. Yesterday, we kind of got our first look at the plans from the company QTS. Now that they want to annex that land from the town of Vienna, which is a very interesting move, because the people of Vienna were very upset about this project. And then basically a meeting there was canceled. And then the company said, instead, how about DeForest? You guys annex that land and then you get all the tax benefits from the center, right?
Here's the thing, you know, these data centers just cropped up all of a sudden. Now, you mentioned that we've already had data centers, but they're not AI data centers, which are huge, gigantic pieces of factory that need a lot of power. So
that's right.
Yeah.
I looked it up yesterday, and we have 47 across Wisconsin. There are more than 20 just in the Milwaukee area. So that's where the highest concentration of them is. But those are regular computing centers. So like when you send something to the cloud on your phone or you back it up, it has to be physically backed up somewhere. Mm-hmm. And they need computing power to basically, you know, power the cloud. Can you tell this is not my specialty? but those are the kinds of data centers that we've pretty much had here in Wisconsin until this point.
Mm-hmm.
But these AI data centers are much bigger, use much more electricity, often use much more water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's next in this? What are we looking at here ahead?
Yeah.
For the one in DeForest.
How popular is something like this with the residents in these areas?
At least this one in DeForest is not super popular. There was only a couple days notice, right? When they wanted to annex this land to DeForest. And still there was a long list of people who spoke at a village board. I always forget the village city town. I think in DeForest or a village. So the village board meeting.
It is a village board. Yeah.
Okay.
And they, there were a lot of people, and it was a diverse group of people. I think that's part of the thing that's so interesting is that there isn't really a partisan divide on this huge issue yet. And that's what we see with just about every issue that we look at today. That new Marquette poll that came out last week showed that 55% of Wisconsinites think that the costs outweigh the benefits. And when they looked at that data, there was no difference in Republicans versus Democrats, liberals versus conservatives on that poll. So if there's anything we can agree on or a majority can agree on, it seems a lot of people don't want these in their backyards.
That's right. You know, the thing here is that a lot of times the state gives some incentives for these companies to set up shop. But here we're looking at these huge data centers, and they're going to use so much energy, and it's going to raise the bills, energy bills, of everybody in those locations as well. And, you know, now there's talk that maybe they'll have their own little energy plant next door to their data center. So, you know, all of this is like, you know, all of a sudden just hitting the fan, and no one knows what's going to happen. It just seems like it's a mystery to everyone. And I think that's why everybody's panicking about having these data centers in their areas.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, the Dane County Board chair introduced a resolution to basically create a data center advisory committee to kind of answer some of those questions, because a lot of people, this is new for pretty much all of us. Mm-hmm. So they want to be able to kind of explore those issues. One thing that I heard one resident in DeForest bring up was, you know, this has all cropped up so recently. What happens if these data centers are obsolete in 10 years and suddenly they need more space, more time, all those kinds of things? You
know? Yes. Yes. They won't need all that space.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. All right. Good. Well, Savannah, you can go back, you know, to your life and stop living this data center nightmare you're involved in.
Yeah. So. All right, Savannah, thank you so much. You have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Yeah, you guys too.
Okay.
Savannah Tomei Olson from WMDX News. Let's go to the phones. Yeah. Dick is on the line, 608-879-8255. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
She covered it well. I mean, somebody's got to do the job. Well done. Mm-hmm. One last thing about Tuesday. You know, Trump saying he wasn't on the ballot, and it's because of the shutdown.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think if he'd have been on the ballot, it would have been even worse. He wouldn't have won. But somebody could have made it even worse. Did you see J.D. Vance's endorsement of his brother running for mayor of Cincinnati?
I did not see that.
No.
No, the ads that ran before the election?
Really?
He got hammered.
Yeah, he got hammered.
I want to say by 70 points, I think it was. Something ridiculous.
Well, that's good because no one likes J.D., you know, and they want to run him in 28. So
So I'm saying run him.
Yeah, I say it too.
He's the perfect candidate for him.
Yeah. All right, Dick. Hey, thanks for that. And that's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not it's not popular.
Yeah.
And his relatives aren't either. So anyway, let's go to the big story that we covered a couple of days ago, and that's the Supreme Court talking about tariffs. And you know, I subscribe to France 24. You know, it's a France news network.
Very obscure network that you pick up on the shortwave.
It's not obscure. They're very good, but they do everything in English in France. So I like that.
Really?
And it makes it a lot easier. And they were talking about...
Do they have a French accent?
No. Actually, the guy doing the analysis has an English accent. Ours. American accent. So let's go to cut 39. Let's listen.
I think it went very well. I think the Solicitor General made a very powerful case for the need for the president to have the IEEPA powers. We were at a tipping point in the economy with these trade deficits. That was a problem. And, you know, sometimes the best tariffs are the ones that never get enforced. That, you know, the president threatened 100% tariffs after the Chinese on October 8th threatened to put export controls on rare earth magnets from Chinese products that had 0.01%. Every camera, every iPhone here would have been subject to a Chinese control. Because he had the ability to threaten the 100% tariff, he was able to successfully execute on foreign policy.
Really, it goes to the heart of the Constitution's separation of powers. We all know it as the checks and balances between a legislative, executive, judicial. And in this case, what is the concern? The concern is that by invoking and citing this law that you mentioned just a few moments earlier, it's called the International Economic Emergency Powers Act. That is a mouthful, Stuart. It is a 1977 law, which was derived from a previous similar law, which the law specifically did not ever, not once, mention the word tariffs. The law as designed was meant to give the president the authority to really impose sanctions against countries that posed what was seen by the law as unusual or extraordinary threats, circumstances to America's national security, to its foreign policy, or to its economy. The justice's concern is essentially that the Donald Trump, by using this particular law to impose these tariffs on dozens of countries across the world, is overstepping his authority as outlined essentially by the U.S. Constitution. Perhaps the justice who best articulated these concerns is Neil Gorsuch, who is no liberal slouch here. He basically said, he noted that the Constitution, U.S. Constitution, assigns Congress the power to levy taxes, not the U.S. president. And this is what was on the mind of other justices as well. If the Congress is ready to just throw up its hands and abdicate its tax levying authority and powers to the chief executive, whether it be Trump or any future president, what's to prohibit the Congress from also abdicating its authority over foreign commerce regulation and authority, or to declare war? In other words, the fear being you will end up with a super president, this superpowered president that has sapped the powers away from the other branches of the U.S. government.
He's got a uniform for that as well. I know they have president. A whole bunch of AI pictures of him as super president.
Super president.
So, yeah, you know, what he's talking about there is the power that he still has, and that is sectoral tariffs. They're applied to a specific industry or product category like steel or aluminum or whatever, you know, wood, lumber, rather than being a broad tax on all the imports. So he still has that ability, and he could probably still kind of manipulate what's going on for trade by doing that. But instead, he wants all the power all the time everywhere.
Super president.
Yes.
All right. Like you know, John, before you go on, I want to mention something. You're wearing this shirt today.
I am.
And did you hear this guy's case got thrown out?
I was going to bring this,
the sandwich story up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm wearing the shirt. I did my wash last night just so I could wear the damn shirt. And I haven't even gotten to the story yet.
Well, okay. I didn't mean to jump the gun, but if you want, do we have time for
that? No, we don't. But I'm going to do it after the break here.
All right. We'll get to it.
But let's get to a shorter story. This is Cut 35.
All right.
This is Ted Cruz, what he thinks of Zohran Mamdani. He's a communist. Let's listen to this here.
The results in New York. Comrade Mamdani is the face of the Democrat Party. We have an actual communist jihadist. And it's important to note, Mamdani is not a socialist.
Jihadist.
He is a full-on communist. He has called for seizing the means of production in our economy. He is a Marxist. That is profoundly dangerous. And look, I know there's some Republicans who are saying, well, gosh, this will be good politically because it'll be the face of the Democrat Party. I think it's terrible for America. I think, you know, New York is the largest city in America. It is the financial capital of the world. It is the media capital of the world. And New York, we are going to see New Yorkers die.
All right. So anyway, what happens under a democratic socialist? Well, they can achieve change through democratic processes, elections, and gradual reforms within the existing system. If you're a communist, you can achieve those ends through a violent revolution to overthrow the existing capitalist system. Or if you're a democratic socialist, you're committed to democracy, free speech, and individual liberties, often involves a multi-party system. If you're a communist, typically results in an authoritarian single-party state with centralized government control and restricted individual liberties, which is what we're seeing now from the Trump administration. So those are the differences. No, Ted, you're wrong.
Okay.
All right.
19 minutes past the hour, and we'll continue with more of some of the big stories.
Well, the big story about the sandwich throwing.
Yes.
Protester who won.
It's coming up next on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the Morning.
And Sam Davison in for Dominic Lee this morning.
It's a little
morning.
Loud. What happened? It's okay. You know, Sam is back.
Hey, I'm sorry. It's my first day back on the board in like 5 months. I'm getting one or two things
going. I just want to say you've done a fantastic job so far. You really have.
Yeah, we appreciate you being here and filling in for Dom.
Yeah.
Weather for today looks fine this morning. Sunshine and highs in the upper 50s later. Look for increasing clouds. And then, winter's knocking at our door for the weekend. Maybe rain mixed with snow. Don't know how much accumulation, but it's going to turn much colder both Saturday and Sunday. Okay.
I'm going to get to the Subway sandwich protester in just a moment, but let's go to CJ. CJ, what do you got for us this morning on the wonderful program that has been fun so far? up until now.
Oh, well, good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. Yes. Don and Gordy, day 37 of Tammy Baldwin, Chuck Schumer. It's better for us every day, he said.
Can I ask you a question?
Day 38.
Can I ask you a question? Because, you know, you're blaming Schumer and the Democrats for the shutdown, but I want to ask you, does it take two to tango in this thing? Do we consider the Republicans as well, the MAGAs, kind of holding up things?
No, because the House passed a bill, and it's the first time ever a continuing resolution.
Yeah.
Do you think to Chuck Schumer's statement, guys, it's better for them every day.
Yes. By the way, the Democrats aren't the only ones making stupid statements like that. Okay.
They're the only ones voting no.
They're the only ones voting no to keep the
government closed.
Do you think that people should be paying at least three or four times as much for their health insurance? Do you think that is maybe a reason why we're holding things up?
That when Obamacare,
why are you going back? Don't go back that far.
Because of Obamacare.
I'm looking forward to this. No, I'm looking forward, CJ. I'm looking forward. I'm not looking back at Obamacare when it was first discussed.
Again, thanks for taking my call, honestly. Did you watch the Patriot Awards on Fox Nation?
Oh, my gosh, no.
I would encourage all listeners to do so. Okay. Some great tributes.
Yes.
And
you know what? May be fun to watch.
I did listen to your first hour. I did. And I heard you say or claim there is no Democrat Socialist Party.
That's right.
Well, I think the new mayor elected believes that.
Yeah.
And
CJ,
you know, I read the platform yesterday.
It's a wonderful one.
We
shouldn't feed people. Right. I get it. You guys don't want to feed people. You want them to sustain themselves alone. That's cool. Charles, we only have a few seconds here. Because I want to get to the Subway sandwich protester story, okay?
Charles,
what do you got for us?
It'll only take a few seconds. All right. Wonder what lies will the GOP tell today. They claim that they were not about starving families. Well, the judge said that they had to restore all SNAP benefits today. Mm-hmm. And what does the Department of Justice do? They're appealing it.
Yes, yes.
So what is it? You are either four kids eating or you're not.
That's right. It's as simple as that. Yep. They're putting it off. They're appealing it. So that's incredible.
That's incredible where we
stuff.
Are.
Okay, Charles, I'm going to get
Charles,
to the Subway sandwich
you.
Story here. The man who became a viral meme after flinging his Subway sandwich at an ICE agent has been found not guilty by a Washington, D.C. jury. They were probably giggling most of the time during the testimony. 37-year-old Sean Dunn confronted an ICE agent and threw a sandwich at him, hitting him in the chest. He was arrested, admitting to police, I did it. I threw a sandwich.
I wouldn't allow to put it in the courtroom.
In a few days later, Attorney General Pam Bondi denounced the incident as an example of the deep state we have been up against for 7 years. That's an example of it?
Yeah.
Oh, and they're going to refocus the Department of Justice. Not only is he fired, he's been charged with a felony, Bondi declared. Oh. Dunn beat a felony late in August, but was later charged with a federal misdemeanor assault.
Yeah.
His Greg Lairmore, the agent who was struck by the sandwich, admitted he was not injured and had received gag gifts from his co-workers, including a felony foot-long patch and a plush toy sandwich.
Oh, God.
Lairmore chuckled as he testified about these gifts and said he put the toy sandwich on top of his shelf in his office, and the patch is on his lunchbox.
Wow.
So people were laughing at that. The jury enjoyed the story, and the verdict came in, you know, roughly 7 hours later. Maybe they had a Subway break or something.
Maybe so. So ironic. Yeah, I ate at Subway last night.
Oh, you did?
And I got a, you know, I got a six-inch, I don't know, ham and turkey sandwich. And
that's why I'm wearing the T-shirt.
Well, here. I've noticed. Yeah, I didn't even think about the case, but, you know, I was there. And I noticed these sandwiches have gotten smaller.
Yeah.
I mean, they're downsizing. They're saving money. The buns are small. Everything.
Six inches got smaller?
You know,
well, you know,
maybe it was cold in
we've always been exaggerating the size, right?
Size matters.
Well,
anyway,
that's
that story.
That's that story.
Okay.
Hey, could we just
take a breath? What?
Oh, I know. I have a 9-second story.
9 seconds? Okay, go.
Cut 41.
What? All right.
Can we just play Dr. Oz for a second here?
Okay. Sure.
Okay, let's see what happens.
Okay.
Here. We thought it was 125 million pounds. Mr. President, our estimate based on the company numbers as well is Americans will lose 135 billion pounds by the midterms.
Which
this is with the new injection.
And they broke it down. It's that means that every American has to lose 400 pounds. So
that's because they've downsized the price of those, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the insurance is going to pick that up. Okay.
Yep.
For the Ozempic and
It has something to do with that.
Rocker is in the studio. Max Inc. preview coming up after the Midwest Food and Farm Report on WMDX.
We've got Sam in here filling in for Dom, and they're doing a fantastic job here on the John and Gordy in the Morning Show, WMDX 92.7. Get all that in.
Yeah.
But we have a new theme for Rocker.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Do tell.
I don't know where Dominic.
We don't know where he might have put it.
Call me the Rocker.
I mentioned it because you would love this thing. And even though you hate AI.
Yeah,
it's actually a pretty darn good song.
You get an AI theme song now.
Yeah. Nice, thanks to Gordy, it's great. It's a really fun song.
Yeah,
it's on there. Just search Rocker.
Gordy,
I'm sure.
What are you doing right now?
Gordy has a thing about light shades.
Mr. TV, Mr. Television's gotta have the camera set up just right.
Just tell everybody we have a camera.
There, it's perfect.
That's clipped to a lampshade.
High tech. It's one of those high tech lampshades.
The cord isn't long enough, so it can't.
You are just a whiner, you know.
Oh, okay.
Oh my goodness.
I may whine about the, you know, the mic stance, but
you may.
Yeah, I may.
There we go.
Every once in a while, I slip that in, but I don't focus on it, do I?
Well, it's all set up.
All right.
We're good.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Rocker's in the studio with the Max Inc. preview.
What's happening, guys?
Total mayhem.
Oh,
you are.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know,
are happening.
I was driving in, and I was listening to Savannah and you guys talking about the different data centers, and I thought it was kind of interesting because you say, gosh, you know, these AI data centers have so much, they need so much more power, right?
Right, yeah.
But, you know, nobody really talked about, like, why they need more power, right?
Right.
They said, you know, the data cloud guys, right, their servers are pretty simple. They're just like, you know, like a waiter, you know?
Yes.
They just go get something, give it back to you. Not much thinking, right?
Makes sense.
But the AI, the brain thinks, right? The computer has to think. Like, think about... Like your son, right, with video games, and they have those supercomputers, right? And when they're playing these really heavy-duty games, the whole room heats up. So the more that these things either have to process crypto or think about things, process games, or when you ask it a question, it has to think, which is more than what the waiter has to do, right? So more energy.
Okay.
Yeah, and
just think, when you think a lot, you have to eat more food, right?
Well, yeah, they're talking about maybe even financing some of the energy centers that they might put next to these data centers.
Yeah.
Some of the billionaires might be you know, funding that. So.
Well, sometimes I just think you got to know the why. Why are these things like
why
that?
Why are they? Yeah.
Well, gee, I mean, what a trip, you know? He's our Mr. Rogers here this morning.
Well, hey, let's get to Max Inc. Radio Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. on WMDX 92.7 FM. This week, VO5, we have guitarist John, bassist Phil, and drummer Gail. They're going to be in here talking about their 20-year anniversary celebration and extravaganza that's going to be happening. We'll hear about that in a moment. And then Theater Lila, Art House 360. It's a new place out in Verona. It's a little schoolhouse there, super old schoolhouse that they reconditioned for art. And Gina Cornejo, she is the artist in residence there, and she's going to be talking about the show that she's putting on called Planets as Stars, and we're going to hear all about that. And then BAM, B-A-M-M, that's the band, all right, live in our studio at 8 p.m. for Live from the Mad City right here on WMDX. You can listen to the podcast of the show and find individual interviews and performances on Max Inc. Radio's Spotify and Apple Music pages, or go right here, civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. And so Milwaukee's Lily Slay, she was on the show last week. We kind of played one of her songs.
Okay.
And she was talking about her life's journey from South Carolina to Milwaukee. And tonight, she is playing Friday, November 7th at 7 p.m. The Rigby, that's 119 East Main Street. Lily Slay, she is going to be with Uncle Jim. I don't know if that's any relation to the pizza, but and the Darling Daughters. A suggested $10 donation, so you can actually sample all this for free. Right now, this was recorded in the studio right here last week on Max Inc. Radio.
All right.
This is Lily Slay and Limousine.
Trying to come up with the style of music. I'm not quite sure what that is, but
it sounds like music you might be like really hanging out like in a bar.
That's almost like jug,
beers
jug
sliding down
music,
the bar. You know? And
yeah.
I mean,
very upbeat.
It's literally Slay. She's going to be at the Rigby tonight at 7, huh?
That's right.
Well, you know, the Rigby is such a strange bar.
It's a fun place.
It's like downstairs, you walk in, it's the hallway, you know, and then there's a bar there, and then all the drinks or whatever are behind the wall. I don't know what's back there. You go upstairs or downstairs, and it's just a weird place.
John sounds like he spent a lot of time there analyzing the Rigby.
Yeah. I've never been there. I'll have to check it out.
They have some good food, too.
Yeah.
Good really? Place. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. Great place to go eat, too.
All right.
That's the Rigby. Hey, let's get on to VO5. VO5 guitarist John, bassist Phil, and drummer Gail, they're going to be in our studio talking about their 20-year anniversary extravaganza. Saturday, November 15th, it's at the Atwood Music Hall. And, you know, it's pretty crazy to think. VO5, they've been around 20 years. Mm-hmm. So I found this a really interesting piece because, you know what? I mean, these guys really jam. I mean, people think about the disco, they think about cover songs, but, you know, these guys are good musicians. So I brought along a little piece that really kind of shows their jamming capability. This is VO5, Love Hangover.
Ah, yes.
Flashing back.
I can almost feel the polyester shirt now.
You know, I see a lot of dancing in chairs right now. I bet you that's happening all over Madison right now.
I bet it is.
You know, VO5.
I was using VO5 before VO5.
Right, the hair gel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 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 It was everything. It was shampoo. They had a whole line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Alberto Viofine.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Bam. They are live from the Mad City this Saturday, November 8th at 8 p.m. They're going to be doing six songs, performing. The whole band is going to be in here. They're like a six-piece band. And we're going to do in-depth interview. Coming up, they are going to be playing on the 21st of November at the Harmony Bar with the Jeremiah Jams Band. This song is called Bad Habits. This is Bam.
All right.
Bam.
Catch it, bam. Too. Catch it.
Yeah. Bad Habits. You know, they're really great. Great jam band, great musicians. And check them out. They'll be live right here on Live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio, 8 p.m. Saturday night. And tonight, Music Makes a Difference Showcase. Music Makes a Difference is a nonprofit. They have volunteers that are dedicated to supporting musicians, venues, and local charities. Friday, November 7th, that's tonight, 6 p.m., ages 18 plus, at the High Noon Saloon. It's a free show. There's a suggested $10 donation. It features the Jimmies, the Mark Croft Band, and Rihanna Marie. So, I mean, the Jimmies, great band. And this is a way that you could go check them out, sample it for free at the High Noon Saloon tonight. I found another little part that really shows some jamming from the Jimmies. This is Take You Back from their Gotta Have It album.
All right.
Jimmy's.
Jimmy Vaguely.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I didn't know your former neighbors had something to do with them.
I think they're with Music Makes a Difference.
Yeah.
And they were just sending a shout out about that event.
Thanking you
good
for that.
Yes. For mentioning to hear that from my former neighbors.
Nice.
Guys, I moved away about like 3 weeks ago, in case you didn't notice. The gazebo's gone.
They've been putting food at the door for you, you know. New Orleans food.
Well, Music Makes a Difference.
Yes.
They are such a great nonprofit.
Terrific.
I mean,
organization.
You know, what they do is they go out there and solicit some donations and get grants, and then they use that money to either do shows or to help shows or, you know, to help fund musicians. And everything music. So it's pretty crazy. Music Makes a Difference. Go check them out online. Okay. How much time we got right now?
We got a couple of minutes.
Yeah. We got a couple of minutes. Should we keep going?
Yeah, I think so.
Bad Wolf, I've been talking about it. Their show's coming up Saturday, November 8th. That is tomorrow night, the album completion party. It is done. It's going to be at the Boulevard over on the east side, and they're a Madison-based quartet, Bad Wolf. They were formed in 1991. They took a hiatus, right? And they are coming back. And they have a brand new album, and they've released a couple songs to us. So we get to hear it for the first time, Bad Wolf. This song is called The Dotted Line. It's the title track to their new album.
That is Bad Wolf on WMDX. We will continue with Rocker and the Max Inc. preview right after this on John and Gordy, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, you know, the guy who doesn't like AI, go ahead. Tell us what you think, Sam.
Sam, that's it's a John and Gordy AI band.
Now, wait, we forgot to tell Sam that there's been an upgrade to the studio right there on one of the sliders now. When you do that song, that slider goes to 12.
Yeah, that's right.
So when you play that song, turn that slider up to 12.
You got to crank it.
Yeah, that's a special slider in
there. Got to turn it up.
Yeah. So you like that?
Sam's. You know, if you didn't tell me it was AI, I probably would have thought that you got a band to make that for you.
Yeah, right? There
you
go. That's
thumbs up.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway. Man, yeah. That is funny. Fun stuff.
It is. All right, got a few more minutes here to wrap things up.
You haven't heard half of the jingles that we have all put together here.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I don't listen to the show. I've listened to a few of them. Like last week when you had your 2-year anniversary, I tuned in for that. That was a good show.
I think you called in, didn't you?
I texted you guys. No,
texted. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's good to have you back for a day, filling in for Dominic, and you know, we'll see what happens on Monday if he's returning.
Maybe he's never coming back.
Oh,
maybe this is his opportunity to hightail it out of here.
This is your exit from the educational system that you found so repugnant.
Yeah, you thought that was all going to work out fine,
and it didn't.
Here you are,
just a substitute,
crawling back here, my tail behind my legs.
Okay, all right. Let's get back to the Max Inc. preview here with Rocker.
Max Inc. Radio, Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m., guys. I have one more song for you. I went into Rocker's Closet and dug this one out.
Never know what you're going to find there.
You do not. This is the Universal Soul Ensemble. It's a late 90s band. Joey B. Banks is on drums, Adam Isaac bass and vocals, and Joe Neeson. You might know him as the guitarist from Rare Element. Friday, December 5th, is Joey B's Holiday Show Spectacular. His bands are all going to play the Funky JBs, Automatic Lover, Play Machine, and Honor Among Thieves. That's a High Noon Saloon, 7 p.m. show, Friday, December 5th. And then 11/29, the 29th of November, Play Machine, which is a duo with Joey Banks, will be live in the Man City right here on WMDX on Max Inc. Radio. Right now, this song was an old band, Universal Soul Ensemble. It featured Joey Banks on drums. So I dug this out. This song is called Bring Down the Night, and it was recorded live.
Ooh, cool.
Oh, yeah. I like that a funky. Lot. From the late 90s, huh?
That's right. And, hey, you want a little piece of weird factoid trivia?
Oh, please, yes.
Joey B. Banks on drums, Adam Isaac on bass, and The Rocker, we were all in the same band at different times called Cornerstone back in the 90s.
Wow.
It's a little factoid.
Very cool. Wow.
Really great band, Universal Soul Ensemble, that was. But Joey B's Holiday Show Spectacular, yeah. That's going to be Friday, December 5th at the High Noon Saloon. That is going to be a great show. Joey B. Banks, one of the best drummers that I know, and for sure in this town.
And just a wonderful guy, too. I mean, yeah, terrific. Oh, yeah. Terrific.
Give the drummer some.
Oh, absolutely. So once again, Saturday night, what's the big lineup on Max Inc.?
Saturday night, Max Inc. Radio, 6 to 9 p.m. right here on WMDX 92.7 VO5. We're going to have the band in, a couple members from the band. We're going to hear all about their 20-year anniversary celebration. Theater Lila, Gina Cornejo, she's going to be in here telling about Planets as Stars, and bam, the whole band, bam, they'll be right here live in the studio, full drum set. Keyboards.
How many people in the band?
Six, I believe.
Wow, you can fit them in the studio here.
Three vocalists.
What? Really?
Yeah, three vocalists. I'm going to be challenged. It's going to be good.
Okay.
Well. You know, I tried to convince my old bands way back when to have a number of vocalists, you know, in case they didn't like me.
Yeah.
I certainly put somebody else in, but at least I could say I was in a band.
Yeah. What was the name of the band? Yeah.
Dylan London Compromise.
What?
Okay.
What?
Or the Glass Thread.
Sounds like a conspiracy theory band.
It was more or less a historical reference.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very obscure historical reference, apparently. Okay. Hey.
With no reference. We will just understand that as a historical reference.
Well, that's what you do. You know, way back when we ran out of names for bands, but apparently.
Not the case now.
That's been reinvigorated here.
Hey, that's going to do it. Rocker, always great to see you, and have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Monday on the show, we've got, let's see. We have a new segment with Mary Walden, Mondays with Mary. And also on Monday, we're going to talk to Pete Schwabe about a special event coming up.
Yes, a very big event.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Stephanie Miller is coming up next. We hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday morning. John, have a good one.
All right. You know,
Sam,
you have
Davidson.
A good one, too.
And thanks
Sam,
for filling in, buddy.
Thanks for being here this morning.
All right. So long. The John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.